Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we built this city with you-know-who, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. That's building right. This city every day, right, Jonathan Cook, the owner?
We are certainly doing our part.
Good morning to you. It's great to see you this week, and got some nice weather today. I guess the guys are going to be out and about already, right?
They're already gone, yeah.
Well, if you just joined us for the first time with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, Jonathan Cook is the owner, and you can tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do. I mean, it's obvious in the name of your company,
right?
Construction
right.
and Flooring, but there's a little more to it than that.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, I think that's the case with any business, right? I mean, no matter what business it is, people will look at it and think it's easier than it probably is mm-hmm. from behind the scenes, you know? But we do. We do a full range of home remodeling. So we do like kitchen, bathrooms, painting, trim, flooring, you know, decks, doors, windows. It's pretty much full round, you know, remodeling company. And then of course, flooring on top of it. And we are state certified building contractors.
Well, that makes a difference.
It really does, especially when it comes to things like the flooring store, because we get into so many houses where we go in there and we take the flooring up and we find subfloor issues or, you know, rotted joists and things like that. And then we can handle and fix those items. And, you know, if we have to like tear a shower out to redo the subfloor underneath, then we're able to contract that and have plumbers come in, do a tub and do a new shower and do a bathroom and things like that as well. Not that anybody really wants that to happen, right?
Right, well, the devil's in the details.
Right.
Looks like a good idea at the time. And then you start digging in and you make discoveries. And that's why you need somebody that is certified and somebody that's an expert and has how many years of experience with what
so
you do?
So I've had this company for going on 22 years.
Yeah.
September would be 22 years.
And in that time, how many houses would you guess a year?
Well, that's a great thing about remodeling is that you see such a variety different of houses, right?
Mm-hmm. So like builders. Especially here.
Yeah, especially here. So builders like will build new construction. You get good at that. And not to take away from that, but when you're doing remodeling, it's completely different because every house is different.
Mm-hmm.
And we do residential commercials. So like we did a school over there on Highway 98.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did. We just finished it like in December. We've done quite a few churches. I mean, just a lot of commercial buildings and residential. We just looked at some stuff for NAS and
kidding.
We did stuff for the airport.
You've talked a lot about remodeling bathrooms and things like living rooms and that kind of thing. But I'm curious now, what did you have to do with the school?
I just put new flooring in.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
New flooring and baseboards, yeah. So I think people don't realize how much commercial work we actually do because
mm-hmm.
it's not something we go around advertising a lot.
Right.
But we do a large variety of commercial work. Today we're redoing a condo building, doing hallways in a condo building.
Oh, nice.
Which I don't know if you really consider that commercial or residential.
A little bit of both.
Common area, yeah, right. Because people
both.
Still live there.
Mm-hmm.
We've done quite a few hotels and churches and stuff
right.
like that. At the end of the day, it's flooring, right? So, but also remodeling. Like we did the pediatric centers for Sacred Heart. We did those.
Oh, wow!
All the patient rooms,
yeah,
and, intake rooms. So we did the Woodlands Medical Park down there, put floors in that for them. I mean, we've done
a real variety
right,
of different.
We've done so much commercial over the years. Like we did Hank's Fine Furniture, and we did work at the airport, and and then we do a whole variety of residential, obviously. And so I say all that to say that in the remodeling, you get such a wide variety of things. And it really adds to like the knowledge of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just me, but my employees, right? Because they do such a wide variety that they see, you know, many different situations and scenarios. And sometimes we get into something like, hey, we've never done this before. And then we're all come together to figure it out. And then that kind of adds to our knowledge base moving forward.
One of the things you've said is you have guys and gals that are specialists in certain areas.
Right.
And that helps a lot too.
It is. It's very important. I mean, so we like to have, you know, a couple guys per truck and each one of them specialize in something. So whether they do carpentry work or flooring or sheetrock or painting, now everybody comes together and does whatever needs to be done. Right.
Okay.
So if like, hey, we got like five flooring jobs have to go in today, then everybody's helping get it done. Right. But on a regular day, they would probably be doing, you know, whatever area they specialize in. And that just gets them to be more efficient at what
mm-hmm.
they do. They're set up for it. They know exactly
sure.
what they're going in to do. And when they're more efficient, then it's better for us, you know, because they get it done quicker. So then we can charge less for it. It's better for the customer.
All the way around.
It's just all the way around, yeah.
Yeah. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So if you've got a thought, you're thinking, well, it's spring or summer. I could actually have time now to have some remodeling done. Or you've got a project you've been putting off. Now is the time to have him come in and come out and take a look. Or you can even send in a question this morning and ask about anything that has to do with possibly remodeling, construction, and flooring. 850 407-1620. We already got a question in this morning. So
okay,
I got a text
like
that
questions.
Came in. I know. I got a text that just came in. Does Jonathan install bathroom remodels adapted for seniors?
Right.
And that makes me laugh because I see those commercials all the time. And somehow I'm on the list on Facebook. I'm getting all the ads now for remodels.
Right.
And I think it's because I said something about it on this show.
Exactly.
And
I
now
swear
all
the
of
phones
a sudden,
listen
I
to
swear,
us.
So
I,
now
will,
getting all
I will be talking about something and the next thing I know, it pops up on my phone constantly.
And I want to reply, no thank you, when the comment right. comes. If I remodel my bathroom, Jonathan's construction right. flooring is going to be the ones doing it.
So when we talk about like redoing a bathroom for seniors, there's so many different ways to go about it, right? And so and that goes into talking about like a variety of different work. So just last week, I looked at a bathroom for an apartment complex because they had a senior lady living there and she
right.
wanted to be ADAU compliant. So if it's your personal house and you just want to update your bathroom, make it more so for seniors, then we can absolutely come in and do that. If it's in a commercial setting, like a rental or an apartment complex, and you want it to be ADAU compliant, there's so many different things that go into that. And sometimes the constriction is the size of the bathroom.
Right. Because so a lot of times they're small when you get into condos and apartments,
a lot of times they're not
right?
big enough for an ADAU compliant bathroom.
Especially like the walk-in tubs. Is that what you're talking
exactly.
about? Those big? They
well,
look big.
So the walk-in tubs that have the little door that open, mm-hmm. we don't actually put those in.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many companies that come out and do install them. So we can do a bathroom remodel and have one of those companies come put one in, or more likely you could contract to have that tub put in
right.
and then we can do the rest of the bathroom. But most of the time when people say like, you know, getting it adapted for seniors, I think more so like a tile shower that's like curbless.
Mm-hmm.
So we're lower the slab in the bathroom. So that way we can have a curbless shower. And then also like, you know, a shower with benches in it, making sure we have a handicap toilet that's 17 and a half inches tall. We can do grab bars around the shower. It's easier to get in and out of the shower so you can pull yourself up. And then usually we'll cut the wall at blocking in there mm-hmm. for those. So there's a lot of stuff like that we can do. So like the bathroom door, we will widen the bathroom door and do a 36-inch bathroom
door. Does that make it wheelchair accessible at 36?
Right, so that you can get a wheelchair through it much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the vanity. You know, make
right.
so sometimes we will do like a mounted sink so mm-hmm. you can get a wheelchair up under the sink. So there's a lot of stuff like that we can do if it's your personal house and you say, hey, I want to make it more handicap accessible or just better for a senior to get around in there. When it comes into a commercial setting, the only way it can be ADAU compliant is if we have the size of the bathroom.
Oh,
we
I
have
see,
to have
yeah.
a turn radius for that wheelchair. And a lot of times these older bathrooms don't have that size in them.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you can't redo your bathroom and make it more, you know, friendly for somebody that's aging.
Right. No, that's great. And so if someone was interested in that, how would they contact you?
So the best way would just be to call our office and set up an appointment. So you can call it at 850-332-5905 or just look us up at jonathansflooring.com and just, you know, request an estimate. That's usually the easiest way.
And you do that a couple times a week, right?
Right. So we do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so most of the time we can come out, or all the time we'll come out, of course. But most of the time if we come out and we say, hey, you know, your bathroom's not big enough for an ADAU compliant bathroom, but these are the things we can do to make it more, you know, friendly, to make it easier to use. It may not be necessarily qualify as like an ADAU bathroom, but we can make it more friendly user.
Well, one of the things that I like is that you a lot of times are the person that does come out, and I already can tell you that Jonathan's got an eye for decor. In addition to his construction and fitting in all the right parts, he also has a lot of knowledge in that. And so he can come out and have a conversation with you. But what I think is really cool that y'all have, you have a showroom. So if I'm talking to you and I'm saying, well, I don't really know. I mean, I haven't looked at tile in 20 years. I don't know. You can come out and take a look. Talk a little bit about your showroom.
Right. So we can. So we'll come out. A lot of times we'll come out and do an estimate. And then sometimes if you haven't been to the showroom yet and picked any of your items out, like your tile or cabinets and paint colors, things like that, what I will do is I'll just do the estimate and I'll do an allowance
mm-hmm.
to purchase tile, allowance to purchase flooring. I always encourage people to just go to the showroom first and pick things out. Because if you do go and you say, hey, I want these tiles or this kind of flooring, that makes it really easy for the estimate. I'd be like,
well,
okay,
sure.
I just put that right in. And then we know exactly what the price is going to be rather than doing an allowance. But you can really do it either way. A lot of people give me credit for designing like a lot of our houses, right? But the truth is, it's just because I've done so many houses over so long, and I'll go into a house and somebody will tell me, hey, this is what I want. Right. And then I do what they want. Mm-hmm. And then I've seen so many different designs over the years. I feel like mine just pulls from all of that, you know, that I've done.
Sure. The experience that you have.
Right. And that's where a lot of it comes from. Some of the things I do now and incorporate into my designs are stuff that I've seen other people do. Redo in their house, and they're like, hey, that looks really good, you know, I might do that next time. But I think mine's more of a combination of so many people's put together. Mm-hmm. Is really where mine
there's
comes
an expression
from.
What is that about? Flattery is the best form of something. A compliment, if you're copying somebody, that's a good form of flattery.
That's true.
I can't remember the expression. Someone can text it in 850-437-1620.
Most of the time when you do something and you feel like you're doing it for the first time, someone else has done it.
I know, it's hard to be original these days.
It's hard to be original.
But the good news is that because Pensacola is so diverse, and we've talked about this before, but I mean, when you go from one end of this county to the other, when you're out, when you think about Pensacola Beach versus somebody out north of the end of the county, which is more rural, or even in Pensacola proper, where you've got downtown, you have the old homes in North Hill, you have the newer condos and the others. That's a lot to be able to
it really is.
Adapt to on each different one. The devil's in the details, right?
Yes, I would say we have a very diverse kind of housing in Pensacola, whether we're talking about like apartment complex living, townhouses, we're talking about on the beach if you're on a pylon house, or if you're over in Mayfair, you have the like the older cinder blocks houses over there. If you're down in East Hill, you're going to have like a Victorian style with an old tongue and groove wood subfloor, most time two layer, and a lot of times you start ripping that out and you have like the old rough cut timber that the house is framed with.
From how many years ago?
From like 1901.
Right.
That's when they just rough cut it, and they didn't even have a tape measure to measure it with. So, I mean, it can be such a wide variety. Or you get out in Molino and you're more country living out there, and the style is more country, more craftsman style. I mean, you're going to want like a craftsman style house out in Molino, and you're going to want a beach style house if you're in Pensacola Beach.
And the materials are different, right? Because the whole environment, atmosphere is different.
Much different. Even the type of flooring we sell to them, to what's going to hold up in the humidity and moisture and things like that, compared to what you can put on like an off-grade house or a concrete slab, are two completely different materials.
Yeah, for sure. 850-437-1620. If you just join us, we're talking with Jonathan Cook. He's the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And I promise you, I've gotten to know Jonathan this year. He is an expert. That's why he's on the Pensacola Expert Panel. So what are some of the things that you're seeing right now? We're in the summertime. I feel like right now this week is where we're getting into those hot temperatures. So how's that going for you?
I think that the temperature started to pick up. To me, it doesn't seem like it's as hot as it usually was.
This spring has been cool, really.
I do feel like the spring has been cooler than it usually is.
I agree.
I know that just from working, doing like a lot of, so we do a lot of new construction, apartments, rental houses, a lot of homeowners. But when I say that, mostly flooring, like not building houses, but putting flooring in. And so a lot of those don't have AC in them. It will be very hot in there, right? But it has been, but not as hot as it usually is. I feel like it's usually hotter than this.
I agree. It seems
so
kind of strange. Yeah.
It's nice. I feel like people are really extending those outside projects longer than they usually do, because a lot of people are outside like feeling like it's still springtime when it's really into the summer right now.
Right. So when you're talking about summertime, what are some projects that are coming up for you now that people are calling you about?
Well, we've been seeing a lot of people do like, you know, fencing, decks, like outdoor painting, doors and windows, or a lot of people are just getting their house on the market to like sell for the summer, because everybody knows summer is a good time to sell houses. Kids are out of school. People move.
Transition time for a lot of people.
This
transferring
is when we see a lot of like tenants move out and move into a different house, because a lot of tenants will want to move while their children are out of school. So we see a lot of houses like that empty, and then the landlord will want to get it rented again. So we see a wide variety from that, all the way from homeowners to businesses are planning for the year. A lot of businesses just had their budget done at the beginning of the year, and now they're getting those projects done with whatever budget they've set for the year. So we see a very big variety of stuff really in the summertime. But I feel like more people are doing more of those outside projects, why it's been cooler than usual.
Getting ready for the outdoor living.
Outdoor living, yeah.
Well, I have a lot of realtors that come on the show, and they're always talking about, they'll come in and then they'll have the blue tape and they'll go go around and say, well, you really need to have this wall repainted and you really ought to redo your kitchen floor and all that kind of stuff. You're really good at that, right?
Yeah. So we do. We do a lot of work with real estate companies, and we have some realtors that will send us an itemized list like, hey, bam, 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 like do this list. Mm-hmm. And then we have some realtors that will be like, hey, I want to get this ready to sell. Will you go give me your best opinion on what we can do? And then I will go out and do an estimate and I will itemize it. So every item in the house that I think needs to be done, I will itemize it. And I say, don't let it scare you when I send the estimate, because I'm putting everything on there. But that way you could pick and choose what you think is worth it, because maybe you put new flooring and you don't get your money back for that. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we leave it up to the realtors or real estate company to say, hey, these six items, if we do these six, we can see all of that returned back when we sell the house. And then they can kind of go through and pick and choose. And so we find that to be very successful.
We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620. I love when people are just honest. I need a new floor. Where do I start?
I mean, honestly, it's always good.
I love you, whoever. I don't have the name, but, that's me. I'm like, okay, I know I need a new floor, but where do I start?
Right. So it's always good to start with just picking the kind of floor you want first, right? Whether mm-hmm. if you want carpet or tile or wood or like an LVP floor.
Well, see, there with backup. See, you throw that out there, that LVP, and I'm thinking, what is that now? Because these are things that are new now. I mean, you haven't done your floor in 20 years.
So LVP is more of a luxury vinyl blanket. It looks like a laminate, like what we used to sell a lot of laminates.
A wood floor.
So it looks like a wood floor. Mm-hmm. It's like a fake wood floor, but mm-hmm. a good fake, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's good to just pick the kind of flooring you want. And you don't always have to, but mm-hmm. but that's a good place to start.
Right.
But we can come out and do multiple estimates, so you don't have to know what flooring you want when I come out.
You don't necessarily have to have it all figured out ahead of time, which is my mode of operandi.
You'd be surprised at how many people will send us estimates and say, hey, give me three options. Like, mm-hmm. Give me an option for tile just so I can see what it costs.
Right.
And then give me an option for, like, my cheapest option out the door, like carpet.
And you can do that?
Or LVP. And then we can mix it up from there. Once we have the room size, we can pick and choose and say, let's put carpet in the three bedrooms and LVP, like a luxury vinyl plank, through the rest. Maybe they're say, a lot of times we'll see people say, I want to put carpet upstairs to cut down on noise, mm-hmm. like people walking up there and things like that.
Bedrooms.
So once we have the room sizes, we can really go from there and break it up into all different types of flooring. But it's always good if you pick a type of floor you want. And then from there, go to the store and pick out a floor that you actually like in that selection, right? And then an estimate. Or you could just do it backwards and get an estimate first. And like I said, we could just send multiple options to you.
Well, sounds like from what you said, the smart thing to do is get that sample and then bring it back to the place where you're going to put it. Because lighting is everything, right?
It is. And so I tell people, if you have the time, and you don't have to, but if you have the time, then go to the store and take some samples and take them home, mm-hmm. and then schedule your estimate. That's always the best, because if you do that, when I come out and do the estimate, or whoever comes and does the estimate, we can pick those samples up and take them back to the store for you and save you a trip from having to go back to the store. And then also, if you have four or five samples, especially from our store, when we get there, we can look at them with you and be like, okay, this looks good in here, because you will look at one sample in the store and it will look completely different when you get to your house.
I know what's going to happen.
Just based off lighting. Mm-hmm. Or, whether you have a lot of natural sunlight or whether it's dark in the house, or just based on our furniture. Sometimes furniture, and a big one's kitchen cabinets.
Yeah.
Because that's not an easy thing to change. And if mm-hmm. you have gray kitchen cabinets, maybe a gray floor is not going to look good. Maybe it's going to be too much,
It's kind of that balance, because I was going to say, I'm going to put the new floor in, and then I look at the walls and go, uh-oh.
Right, especially when it comes to, like, wood colors.
Right.
If you have, like, stained kitchen cabinets and you want to put a wood floor, you don't want a stained floor that's going to clash with those.
Okay, now we got another question that just came in. 850-437-1620. What is the best bang for the buck to update a house flooring? Paint, cabinets, ?
I would say, obviously, like, if you're just, like, updating it, trying to get it ready to be sold or lived in or rent or even just moving it yourself, paint, floors, and hardware are usually, like, what you're going to see first, most mm-hmm. people do. So most people are going to do paint, flooring, and then when I say hardware, we're talking about, like, doorknobs, light fixtures, mini blinds, towel bar sets,
because even
mirrors.
Just updating the handles on your cabinets
exactly.
can make a big difference.
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of people will do, like, what I call hardware. When I'm saying that, I'm talking about, like, doorknobs for your doors. hinges for your doors, because a lot of people do doorknobs and leave the hinges out. And then you have these the old gold hinges with like black doorknobs, and it looks dumb. to me, it looks dumb when I walk in.
The professional assessment, my friend, is it looks dumb.
Right. But so when I say hardware, I'm talking about like doorknobs, you know, door hinges, cabinet hardware, towel bars for the bathroom, very easy thing to change out and can really update a bathroom. Mirrors for the bathroom, another very easy thing to change out. Light fixtures. Light fixtures can definitely make the house look more modern. Mini blinds, very cheap to do. I mean, you can get expensive mini blinds, but you don't have to.
Right.
And then AC vents, just your AC vents. Pull your AC vents down, put new AC vents. Always update the fire alarms, because it's not just a cosmetic update, but also a safety update, just to make sure whoever's living in that house has good fire alarms and protection from that. And you can usually update all the hardware in the house, very reasonable. So usually we would start with the paint, floors, and hardware. Mm-hmm. And then from there, your kitchen countertops, kitchen bathroom countertops. It's a bigger items update, but not overly hard. And then after the countertops, I would say kitchen and bathroom updates, as far as vanities, toilets, showers, cabinets.
Well, then you come up with a plan. And so if you're on a budget too, you can kind of, you know, make that plan and have it fit your budget as well, right?
Yeah, and sometimes it's good to come up with a plan first, because if you are saying, hey, I do want to update my cabinetry, like my kitchen and bathroom cabinets, then we don't want to do the countertops.
Right, of course.
But if you're happy with your kitchen and bathroom cabinets and you're like, no, I don't really plan on changing them out, then just updating the countertops is something that updating countertops can be more expensive, but it's also an easier item.
It's so refreshing, though. It really makes a difference.
It does make a big difference. And it's one of those items you can call a countertop company and say, hey, I want new granite. And then they can just put it in. And it's not, you don't have to tear the whole house apart to do it, right? So some items like that.
Okay, we've got just a couple minutes left. So I'm going to try to squeeze this question in for you, Jonathan. It says, I have an attached garage I'm thinking of making into a small livable add-on. Does Jonathan's get these kind of jobs? Also, what permits would be needed? Am I in the city? And he says, I am in the city limits.
Right. So if you're in the city limits, we would definitely, and most anywhere, but especially in the city limits, we would send you. So we have a couple architects that would come out and draw a set of plans. So they would come out and they would do a set of plans, and then you would own those plans and send them to us, and then we can do an estimate based off those plans. So he's going to look at all the things needed to make that safe, clean, safe, and sanitary for someone to live in, whether it's going to be additional square footage for your house or whether it's going to be like an ADU or an additional structure. Most of the time, even in the city, you can do an ADU, so it's an additional added structure to your property, but you can't do like an additional unit, like a rental unit, right?
Right.
But if it's something that you're adding to your square footage, like a mother-in-law suite or something like that, you are allowed to do it. So he's going to look at your zoning and make sure your zoning allows for it. But you would start first with a set of plans. We could come out, look at it for you, and then we could get you in touch with somebody that would do a set of plans for you. And then once you have the plans, send them back, and then we would do an estimate for it.
Okay. Just a minute or so left. Anything you want to mention today that we haven't talked about?
Well, if you didn't get your question on air, you can always call us afterwards, 850-332-5905. But no, other than that, I would say I'm good.
Yeah. You're good?
I'm good. I like answering questions.
I know, he does.
Because a lot of times when people send questions in, it's topics I didn't think about mentioning, right?
Yeah, of course.
So it always lets me bring up another topic, and I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, no,
so
we've had some good topic ones today.
Talk about, you know?
We've had some good ones today, and I'm sure that the folks that are listening, it's very clear to me that you have a lot of knowledge about so many different things. So if you're going to start a project, I mean, if I was going to start a project to answer that listener's question, I would call you first, say, hey, come out and do an estimate. Let's talk about what can I do. And then for me, you've mentioned this, it's prioritizing. What really needs to be done is the kitchen falling at that point of disrepair.
And
it's also
prioritizing what you want to get done to what needs to be done first.
Right, right.
Because some people are like, well, I just want new floors because they look great. And I'm like, well, but you really need to do your shower first because we're going to have to tear the flooring back out when we do the shower. So sometimes it's like that too. You know, it's like, oh, well, I don't really want to do the shower right now, but that's what needs to be done first.
It makes sense.
It makes sense to do it first.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's good like that too.
Okay. And then what are the hours for the showroom in case anybody wanted to stop by and take
a look? It's open 9 to 5, and that's going to be Monday through Saturday. And it's at 9320 North Palafox Street, Pensacola. And then, like I said, you can always just give them a call if you need directions, 850-332-5905.
And typically, what are the days that you do your inspections or estimates?
So typically, it'd be Tuesdays and Thursdays mm-hmm. is when we would do them, unless someone calls and requests something different. And if they do, then a lot of times I can work it in. It's not like guaranteed, but most of the time somebody can work it in if you have a specific time.
All right. I always look forward to Wednesdays because Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And give that website and your phone number one more time.
Right. So the website's jonathansflooring.com, or you can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or you can give us a call 850-332-5905.
All right, Jonathan, thanks for coming in again. I know that people are going to be calling you because this is the perfect time, summer projects.
It is a good time, and it's nice weather still.
Summer projects with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.